Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Walking in Love. Chapter 6. The new creature has the value of living and walking in Christ Jesus, confirmed and sustained in the love of God. As we mentioned in the first chapter of this theme, making considerations about God's love is always a great challenge, because this love permeates everything God does and because God Himself is love. Nevertheless, when we start to see the love of God from the perspective of it being a reference point for everything that God does and for everything that a Christian is called to do, perhaps we can perceive in an easier or more evident way how much love is needed in everything. And this is so because it is through the calling to act in love that we can understand that the essence of what God does and calls Christians to do aims at the good of people. Love is what, perhaps, we could compare as the plummet, the reference point, the basis of alignment, or the proper motivation for all other aspects of God's calling, so that each one of them is used in its right measure and for an adequate purpose. And this certainly is one of the reasons why God's love is also called the bond of perfection, as follows. Colossians 3:12-14. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. God's will is that all people be saved in Christ Jesus, and that, in this salvation, they come to live and walk by faith in the Lord and the heavenly power granted to them in the condition of new creatures in Christ. God's will, however, is not to grant faith and power so that people, for example, may have strength and power to act for purposes that are inappropriate, selfish, greedy, according to the intents of their own hearts, or that harm their lives and of their fellow people. On the contrary, people need God's love as a support in faith and power, precisely to not deviate from the purpose for which these aspects are given to a Christian. For a Christian to be able to live and walk properly in the faith and the power of God, the Lord, together with faith and power, grants the spirit of love and moderation, so that, through that which establishes a perfect bond between the various virtues that God shares, a Christian may come to use faith and power also appropriately and for the good purpose of the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, or moderation. Yes, in Christ Jesus, the righteous one, the one who is justified by the grace and righteousness of God, is called to live and walk by faith, knowing that without faith, it is impossible to please God. However, life by faith also needs to be appropriate and with appropriate purposes, which, in turn, has love as its foundation and help to be channeled to what is suitable and approved before the Lord. Let us see below, then, two more texts that affirm the value of love as a virtue granted by God and that accredits life according to faith in the Lord, remembering that a broader explanation of the meaning of circumcision or uncircumcision, which avail nothing in Christ, is found in the theme "The New Creature in Christ Jesus." 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Galatians 5:6. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. In a sense, we could say, then, that a person's actions that are devoid of love are like acting in vain, in the void, striking in the air, or walking without a profitable goal in life, whose way of living and walking is refuted by Paul in his life when he draws a parallel with the performance of an athlete, as follows. 1 Corinthians 9:24-26. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Since the goal of acting in faith or power, but devoid of love, does not qualify a person or what one accomplishes, an individual who walks this journey without the love of God is also an individual who does not follow this journey in line with God's purpose for one's life or according to the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thus, on the one hand, it is possible for a person to hold faith as very important and in high esteem, but at the same time, one may also despise the value of the very faith one claims to cherish by the fact that one does not link love to the faith in which one seeks to live and walk. God's will is indeed to give people faith so that they believe in Him and walk with confidence in Him. This, however, is accompanied by the purpose that they walk in the exceedingly excellent way, the way of love, or the way of living and walking in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant, with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Finally, in this chapter, yet another aspect that can be considered about love being the bond of perfection concerns what links or unites several other aspects by binding them in a similar way how a metal alloy works. In people's daily lives, they use a series of objects that have an apparent external material, such as taps, cutlery, and many other things, but which are only usable, in their particular forms, due to the fact that in these objects are also inserted elements that alloy or bind them or provide firmness, hardness, or support to what is seen and used by people. Thus, in addition to conferring purpose and value on what one intends to do or does, love is also the aspect of God's virtues that confers sustenance, firmness, binding or alloying, or credibility to an individual and what one intends to do and does through one's various postures and actions. Considering that the Lord is love and that the Lord is the one who is the foundation or support of all those who believe in Him, it is also by abiding in the love of God that a Christian can know the state of one's condition before the Lord Himself and regarding the actions one intends to perform or is performing. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Jude 1:20-21. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Considering, therefore, the love of God as, 1, the reference point for every thought or action of a Christian to be established under an appropriate purpose, 2, the bond of perfection that harmonizes the use of the various gifts that the Lord gives to Christians, and, still, 3, the bond of perfection that gives support or sustains the life of a Christian and one's actions, we would like to repeat the following texts below. 1 John 4:9. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. 1 Corinthians 14:1a. Pursue love. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Colossians 3:14. But above all these things put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Ephesians 4:15. But, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.